Hello, I'm Jeanne McCartan.
And I'm Mike McCarthy.
In this podcast series, we want to help you to understand some tricky points of English grammar.
Yes, the kinds of things that even very advanced users of English often need help with.
So in the first two podcasts, Articles 1 and 2, we want to help you to use a, an, and the.
And that's because those three little words, a, an, and the, caused more trouble than even the most difficult long words for our students.
We won't solve all your problems with articles, but we'll give you a couple of rules of thumb.
Some guidelines that will help you make the right decisions to express the meanings you want to express.
So in this podcast, we'll look at a and an. So first, some grammatical terminology.
A and an are called articles in English grammar, and articles are a type of determiner. Determiners are words which clarify or give information about a noun. They tell us things like which one, how many, whose.
Determiners are words like a, an, the, my, your, this, those, three, many, etc.
Right. A and an are determiners. They are articles, and specifically, they are the indefinite article.
So, as you know, you use a before a consonant sound and an before a vowel sound. For example, a book, a lesson, but an essay, an experiment.
Yes, that's the easy part. But what does the indefinite article mean? What does it do to a noun when you use it?
Well, first of all, it says that something is one member of a class, one example of something. So a book is one example of those things we call books. An essay is one example of those pieces of writing that we call essays.
That's clear enough. But why do you have to use the indefinite article? Why can't you just say, I have book, or I have to write essay? The singular noun, book or essay, tells me it's just one.
Ah, this is where we need to think about nouns that we can count and nouns that we can't count. In other words, countable and uncountable nouns. This is a tricky concept in English grammar.
We call nouns like essay, seminar, computer, countable nouns because we can count them. For example, two essays, three seminars, four computers.
But in English grammar, some things can't be counted. One example is information. We don't say two informations. We say two pieces of information or two items of information.
Nouns like information, furniture, advice, equipment, and weather are uncountable nouns. We can't count them. We can't add s and make them plural. We can't use them with words like many, three, or several. And the reason why it's important to know whether a noun is countable or uncountable is because of a golden rule.
A singular countable noun must have a determiner in front of it.
So just to remind ourselves, determiners clarify or give us information about a noun. They tell us things like which one, how many, whose. And determiners are words like a, an, the, my, this, three, many, etc.
So I can say, I need my book. I've read this book. I bought three books. Can I borrow a book? But I can't say, I need book or can I borrow book? Because book is a singular countable noun.
Yes, it's a very useful rule. Always use the determiner in front of a singular countable noun. And if you mean one example of something, then use a or an.
So, for example, we used a different system.
The company conducted a customer survey.
I just bought a new computer.
My tutor had an interesting idea.
It is no longer an incurable disease.
In these examples, system, survey, computer, idea, and disease are all countable nouns. That's why we need to use a and an in those examples, because the nouns are singular and we mean one example.
But just to come back to uncountable nouns for a minute, don't use a or un before an uncountable noun. Don't say an information, a news, an equipment.
Right. Use some, for example, some information, some news, some equipment. Or use expressions like a bit of or a piece of. For example, a bit of information, a bit of news, a piece of equipment.
And if you're not sure if a noun is countable or uncountable, check it in a good dictionary.
Yes, and get to know the most common nouns used in your discipline. Are they countable or uncountable?
So, what are today's most important takeaways?
Takeaway number one. Use a or an to talk or write about something as one example of a class of things. For example, a book, a computer, an essay, a seminar.
Takeaway number two. Don't use a or an before an uncountable noun like information or advice.
And takeaway three. Always use a determiner before a singular countable noun. For example, a complex system, an important experiment, this influential study, my new supervisor. And the indefinite article, a or an, is one of the most frequently used determiners, so don't forget to use it.
This has been Articles Podcast number 1. Articles Podcast number 2 is all about the definite article, the.
Thanks for listening.